to the place where I can find you.
Stations of the cross, or stopping places, provide a simple way for Christians to journey with Jesus to the cross and reflect on the events that took place. It is also a way to remember the love God has for us, that he would sacrifice his son, showing unconditional love. The seventh station, Jesus falls a second time. This station does not feature in scripture, but it would have been something that may have happened. The wood of the cross would have been a great weight, and with Jesus already being tired, dehydrated, and losing strength, he would have found this task very challenging. Falling is part of our human nature. We do not always get things right, or things don't always work out as we'd hoped. But if we can get up and try again, we can learn from our experience. What we may also find comfort in is that no one is perfect. The chosen disciples of Jesus were not perfect. For example, Peter denied Jesus. Peter is now a Saint Peter. We are all called to be saints, but the road we travel to get there may not always be a smooth one. The eighth station, Jesus meets the woman of Jerusalem. In Luke chapter 23, we are told, a large number of people, including women, followed Jesus. They mourned for him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, weep for yourselves and for your children." Here is another example of women shown strength. In station 4, Jesus met his mother, and at station 6, Veronica wipes Jesus' face. The women of Jerusalem are publicly showing their grief at what Jesus is going through and the injustice of it all. Jesus, however, whilst carrying his cross, is still thinking of others. He provides advice to the women that they should not just focus on what's happening directly around them, but that they should always show outwardly and notice the suffering of others. This station is showing us that we should act with compassion and justice to all. The ninth station. Jesus falls a third time. Things are getting difficult. Jesus falls again. To fall a third time shows that everything is fracturing. Jesus' body is struggling. The people that cheered for Jesus when he entered Jerusalem are now the ones asking for Jesus to be crucified. The chosen disciples are splintering. Peter denies Jesus. Judas betrays Jesus. They all run away from Jesus and leave him alone. Even a young man who was in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus was arrested runs away. Three is a significant number. There are three members of the Trinity. There are three theological virtues of faith, hope and charity. Jesus falls here for a third time. Jesus will rise. This gives us hope that we too will rise.